Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, Triple H says he would love to sign this special talent.
Saraya reacts to her AEW debut.
A top WWE star says he'd never wrestle for anyone outside of WWE.
And the original plans for AEW All Out's main event.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And this is the news. So let's get on to this special talent that Triple H would love to sign for WWE. It's Tyson Fury. If you couldn't work that out from the silhouette, I don't know what to say. He's a very unique-looking person, Tyson Fury. He's a big lad. But the game was recently chatting to Sporting News and said that, yeah, he'd love to sign him to a full-time WWE contract. He said he'd selfishly snap him up, but also said it's probably not going to happen. There may still potentially be fights, of course, in Tyson Fury's boxing future. There's that AJ Anthony Joshua fight being bounced around, and although Tyson Fury has, of course, said, that's it, I'm done with boxing. Boxing, a bit like wrestling, is never say never. And, yeah, Terry Funk exists. But, yes, he was hoping that after Tyson Fury is done, potentially he could sign him to WWE. He believes he could do, quote, special things on Raw or SmackDown in WWE's future. And talks about potentially him creating as much buzz, if not more, as someone like, I was going to say, Jake Paul, then. Oh, that's not a mistake I want to make again. Logan Paul, of course. Now, let's not forget Tyson Fury has been involved in WWE in the past. He had that weird match with Braun Strowman in Saudi Arabia, where they both sort of no-sold it. And most recently, he chinned Austin Theory in Wales.
Yeah. I mean, if that's your legacy, what you're running for there, this. Personally, I'm not that bothered about ever seeing Tyson Fury back in the WWE.
He's got a good gob on him, I'll say that.
Yes, he can sell things, but I don't know if I ever really want to watch him in another wrestling match again after the Braun Strowman thing.
Yeah.
I think I'd be okay with not having that in my life, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'd be fine.
I like the Austin Theory spot at A Clash at the Castle.
Yeah, that was fun. I'll give him that. But, like, the Logan Paul thing, I'm genuinely interested in the Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns match. It's a weird little part of me that's like, I'm going to watch that match.
100%.
And probably really enjoy it. Tyson Fury, on the other hand, I don't know if I'd have the similar thing.
I think it's, what's it called, like a Venn diagram. It's like, in the middle, Logan Paul, Tyson Fury, both athletes,
very different
versions of that.
Yeah.
And like, WWE have got a lot of big guys already. I get it, it's Tyson Fury, it's a big name.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he translates for American audiences.
No idea.
You know, we're biased here. We're British, of course. But also, yeah, I didn't see stuff like Logan Paul. From the moment he was even suggested to be involved in wrestling, I was like, this guy's got an incredible athletic background. He probably can, you know, look at people who've made that leap from other sports.
And obviously, that he was one, following to get
that. Yeah, that one could work. And then you saw him for like 2 minutes in his first match tagging with The Miz. And you were like, yep, yeah, he's got it. I didn't watch that. I can't remember a single spot other than the finish with this match with Braun Strowman, but I sense it was a lot of lockups and just shoving each other around a bit.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of lumps already, WWE.
This is true. I am so far out of the loop in terms of the real fight world because I don't really care. It's all crap anyway. Bring some fakeness in my fights, goddammit. So I've no idea whether this genuinely like translates to a global audience. So let us know in the comments below whether you'd be interested in seeing Tyson Fury or whether he's a name that you would like seek out to watch in WWE.
Yeah.
Be interesting to know.
I like him as just an enforcer, just comes in, spots
punches someone, moves
off.
Sorted. Maybe he has a bit of a sing song.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it?
That was a thing.
That wasn't meant to go out.
Anyway, moving over to AEW, and Saraya, obviously.
Hey!
Massive debut on AEW Grand Slam. Huge pop. Oof. Hell of a moment. Absolutely love it. She has been on Twitter to react to her recent debut, mm-hmm. and I will just read it out. Flipping wow! She says.
Well, sort of.
Absolutely blown away by the pop in the stadium and the reception outside of it. Been a long journey. Couldn't be happier to be in AEW. Thank you to everyone. And thank you to my babe, Ronnie Radke, for letting me use his song Zombified. LFG.
LFG, baby!
Obviously, Ronnie Radke's in the band Falling in Reverse.
Of course. Dating, I know them well.
And dating Saraya. Still? They are still dating, aren't they?
I don't know.
I assume so, anyway. So she's using his song. And it was just a bloody lovely moment, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, everything around this is just lovely. Like you say, it was a fantastic moment. I don't want to use the phrase game changer because they use that a lot in AEW.
They do. However, within the women's division, I think it probably is. Like, it's a massive shot in the arm for that division. Yeah. Huge lump of star power.
Especially
in the middle of that.
As she's got a record up on the roster website, so we assume she's going to be working. They seem to be suggesting that, obviously.
They were
on commentary.
Very heavily hinting it on commentary, saying that she can go.
Yeah. And Sidge pointed out very well that just because she didn't do anything physical doesn't mean anything. It may be one of those things, a bit like Sting, where they're like, you're like, oh, what can they do? And then they do something bonkers
crazy.
With Brian Cage or someone like that. Yeah. But it was just lovely, A, the reaction, B, that she's back doing this, doing something she clearly loves, and C, just her reaction to the reaction.
Absolutely.
And acknowledging that we love her and we've been wanting her to come back for ages.
The way Britt Baker reacted to it at the thing as well, and the obvious direction of like a Saraya versus Britt Baker is like a massive match of like a clash of eras almost, I guess. Because you can never underestimate or like underrepresent how much like Paige meant to the sort of women's revolution in WWE.
I think it was one of the Dadleys who suggested open up the Forbidden Door, get Emelina in there.
Bring it back.
Where it all began, guys.
That is where it all began.
Not with Stephanie McMahon.
No, funnily enough.
Nate Diaz's best friend, according to Twitter this morning. That was weird. Anyway, let's talk about Braun Strowman. He has vowed he will never wrestle for anybody outside WWE again.
Yeah, right.
He was on Corey Graves' After the Bell podcast, which, Phil Chambers, is one of the best podcasts out there. You know, there isn't ours, the number one UK wrestling podcast. He talked about leaving WWE. He talked about his agent, who he described as unbelievable. And he said he did play around with ideas after leaving WWE in June of 2021. Yes, he went to Control Your Narrative, of course. And he popped up at Ring of Honor's final battle, let's not forget. But he didn't do anything physical. And then he got bought by Tony Khan, of course. And I think he always had an eye on a WWE return. It does feel like the best fit for him.
Yes.
Again, with wrestling, never say never. And who knows what the landscape's going to look like in, I was going to say, a few years. 6 months at this bloody rate.
Yeah.
But, Braun Strowman's back. He's wrecking dudes. He destroyed the tag division. He ruined the best thing about wrestling right now. Maximum Male Models recently.
Yeah.
But despite my dislike of him doing that, I think he's been a real, to use your phrase, shot in the arm for WWE coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a huge fan of how he's being used. If you want to make him wreck a bunch of goobers, just do it the way Ryback did it and do unknown people instead of destroying your entire tag team division.
Just do what you did with Braun Strowman the first time around, except without that weird, what was it, like a front choke slam thing?
Yeah,
that was a weird rubbish thing. And it'll like you suck to take.
Get him flipping ambulances again.
Oh.
He's a very, very WWE guy. I think like of all the people that were released during the pandemic, he was the one that like shocked the most. Just because he feels like a WWE guy more than anything else. Interesting that Triple H was the one to bring him back and not Vince McMahon. Excited to see what they do with him. I just hope they actually stop ruining tag teams and get a plan for him going forward.
I've got to give credit to Michael
and bring back the choo-choo.
I'm going to give credit to Michael Sidgwick on this. The moment Strowman got released, Sidge was like, he'll be back. And he'll be back. He doesn't really need to do anything in the interim. Just stay at home and get jacked, which is kind of what he did.
Exactly what he did.
Because, the absence makes the heart grow fonder. Like you say, WWE was the perfect place for him. It just wasn't really going to work. Like, I don't think other promotions outside of AEW probably could have afforded him because of the way the amount, you know, he'd built himself up. So, it was just a case of give it time and something will change and he'll come back. Or after a year, they'll be like, oh, we need someone. Braun, come back. So, I'm glad to have him back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Moving back over to AEW and the All Out 2022 main event. Obviously, it was CM Punk versus Moxley because of all the stuff with the interim championships and it all came together. But that
no, I forgot about all that, to be honest.
That wasn't the original plan. Because this is coming from the Wrestling Observer Radio. The original plan was supposed to be CM Punk as the champion, obviously, versus MJF.
Oh, what could it
your
be?
Your best friend. Your best man at his wedding, right?
Yeah. I'm really busy at the moment, so I'm at a stag do, so... Yeah.
Obviously, when CM Punk injured his foot, all those plans kind of changed, and then they went with the interim title stuff because they weren't sure whether Punk would be able to make it back for All Out or not, and they wanted a big championship match on the pay-per-view. Obviously, then he was able to come back, and then they had to sort out all the interim stuff first, so it's unclear whether MJF would have been out for so long if Punk hadn't got injured, like, because they must have had to be built to that match, so they must have been thinking of bringing back MJF much earlier than they did, and instead this was the kind of make good at the end of it when they were trying to scramble it all together. And then that press conference happened, and he got injured again, and it seemingly felt like it was going to be CM Punk versus MJF again, and now that's not going to happen.
Yes, exactly. That Wade Keller report yesterday, seemingly he's not 100%, but he reckons Punk's not returning. He's going to get his contract bought out by AEW. We did a whole podcast about that if you want to go and check that out, What Culture Wrestling, on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, or you can just watch the video right here on our YouTube channel. It's a real sliding doors moment, this, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I would CM Punk have said the things that he said had he not been injured, had he not gone home and stewed on everything that had happened? I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
So I think maybe he'd have been pissed off, but I don't think it would have come out in the way that it did. Yeah.
The annoyances of just being injured and the situation and finally getting the title run and having to give it up, and then it obviously exacerbated everything else that was still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been a very different world.
Could have been MJF becoming the world champion as well in Chicago.
It could have been with a long CM Punk.
That'll still happen. We've still got that in the future at least. Who knows what's going to happen with CM Punk next?
Who the hell knows?
But I think the one thing we can all agree on, right? As much as people, you know, you may have, people picked a lot of sides in this argument. Yep. I have no dog in this fight. but if you try to take the tribal side of it out. What a year he had. Like, don't forget that. Don't, if you dislike him because you're a fan of Omega or the books or whatever, you know, Sid is the biggest fan of Omega and the books, and he was saying yesterday what a phenomenal year it was for him. He worked with, you know, up-and-comers, Darby Allin obviously first out of the gate. Look what he's done for Powerhouse Hobbs, if you believe the reports, which I do, to be honest. MJF, the greatest feud in AEW's history.
Yep.
Like, a world championship run. I don't think you can really argue with it, to be honest.
His what he did in that short period of time was genuinely incredible. And like you say, that MJF run was like my favourite storyline in all of AEW, taking out all of the elite stuff. Like, that was it. Like, it was so hot at the time. It was so good. And great matches to boot as well. And yeah, and then it all soured at the end a little bit, let's say.
Do you want, you know how I never get predictions wrong, Phil?
Yes, never.
Do you want to know my prediction
never,
is?
Never, ever, ever.
Do you want to know what my prediction is? It's a fourfold prediction for the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Number 27, Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
Number 28, Aleister Black.
Okay.
Number 29, Big E. Number 30, CM Punk.
Which one wins?
That's for the comment section to decide. So I'm not picking one out of them. They all hit the floor.
Booked yourself into a little bit of a hole there, haven't you?
I've not. They all hit the floor at the same time. Fail five-way. Roman doesn't have to get pinned in the main event of WrestleMania.
You fixed wrestling.
Yes! And for some reason, it's both nights of WrestleMania. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. Campaign for the return of WCW.
Yeah, boy, bring it back.
It's gathering speed, this. We've got Will Ospreay on board. We've got me and Phil on board.
Miller
wants to, obviously.
We can call Tamatanga, I'm sure.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to have to wrestle Will Ospreay on main event. Show you guys how it's done.
Hey, everyone, does our boss still check the Defiant Twitter page? Probably. Everyone tweet at the Defiant Twitter page.
I think I've still got to log in.
See if we can bring it back. Make it happen.
I forgot. It's Friday, of course. It's Wacky Friday, but that's more of an Andy thing. But I have got some partially wacky questions for you here.
I'm into a partially wacky Friday.
Brian gives us our first question today. Brian writes, with Andy Murray randomly taking off Thursday and Friday, are we safe to assume that the Flipping Fiend will be debuting on SmackDown and that he is, in fact, Andy Murray? The H stands for he's really the Fiend.
I think you've cracked the code.
Oh, 100%. My God.
Andy Murray is the White Rabbit.
I lambast Hamfler almost every week for sitting there and saying, oh, I'm going to stay up late. He's got kids.
Yeah.
He's got a life. And he's like,
it's like his moment,
I'm
going to
stay up late and watch Dynamite. I'm like, why? You can just watch it in the morning.
Yeah.
And you can watch it on double speed if you can't be asked to watch certain bits of it. Right? Oh, I stay up and watch SmackDown tonight. Because Bray Wyatt is almost definitely going to show up, isn't he? Oh, why do I do this to myself?
Can't wait for it to be Adam Rose and his bunny.
More on that
people
in a little
bit. They're going to be so disappointed.
But yes, Andy is indeed the Fiend.
Yeah, 100%.
And the eels just to distract you.
Yeah.
That was one of the rejected members of the Firefly Funhouse, I believe. The eel. Sampsock, guess why I picked this question, Phil, writes, morning, you gorgeous ginger gods. That's how you get a question.
That's how you get your question read.
I'm working on the theory that the Judgment Day and the House of Black are one group extended across two companies, Rhea stealing Dom, Buddy stealing Aaliyah. What groups do you think are actually connected multiverse style?
Ooh, interesting.
I like that as a conspiracy theory, first and foremost.
Yeah, 100%. Big fan.
That the Mysterios, that it's the Judgment Ray, that he's the higher power controlling both of these. What groups could genuinely mix across? The Dark Order and the New Day feel like they'd get on.
Definitely.
I could see them.
Very different vibes.
Yes.
Very similar ideas.
I tell you what. Who am I picking for? I'm going to say. Well, yeah, no. If we're picking teams that are still together.
Okay.
I'm going to go the Acclaimed and Maximum Male Models. Synergy. Music, fashion, wrestling, all brought together.
All brought together.
I just love Maximum Male Models so much.
Shot of Braun Strowman, their eyes is going.
What's
so good?
Going to happen
so
with
stupid.
Mansoir
and
Crown Jewel?
No idea.
What are they going to do?
Very interesting reaction because he's a very different person than he was last time.
I love the tag. I love this.
It's good.
It's brilliant. Who else? Who else?
I can't think of any other teams with synergies.
Synergy. Who have we got? What tag teams have we got?
The Alpha Academy link with someone, Charlie.
Ooh.
Thank you. Alpha Academy and Blackpool Combat Club. That would be.
They are. Yeah. You know what?
No, restless.
Let's get it right, though. Blackpool Cuckold Club.
There it is.
Marky Luigi gives us our final question of the day. Marky asks, hello, lads. Hope you guys are having a good day. Hope you are too, Mark. Just wanted to ask, head-to-head, who have you guys got for hyping up a crowd? Anthony Bowens or Big E?
Ooh.
That is tough.
That is tweet. I'm going to have to go with the OG Big E. Sorry.
Yeah. I love
the booming power of his voice.
Like, first and foremost, credit to the Acclaimed. Like, everyone's been sharing on Twitter the path that they took.
Yep, absolutely fantastic.
Making their debut in AEWs and now, of course, being
great
tag match champs.
Great Slam as well.
Yeah, I'm really happy for them. Anthony Bowens is such a talent. Max Caster on the mic and in the ring is great as well. I'm so happy for them, but we have to go Big E, don't we?
It's gotta be. Our bud, he's our friend.
Yeah, I don't know what the latest is on his. The last thing I heard was positive, I believe, around E's neck.
Yeah.
And I saw that video of him chucking his neck brace in the bin and thought, oh, here we go. But we're going to, I'm not going to, and I realised I just booked him in the Royal Rumble earlier, but I was like, we're not going to overhype his return. Come back when you're ready, E, but we love you here at
Absolutely,
What Culture.
Yeah. And huge fans and always will be.
Yeah, and I there's not many, like, the deadest of dead WWE crowds, when he comes out and he... There we go!
Doesn't matter who you are standing there.
I love him. I love him so much, man. Right, let's move on to days and finally. And just give shout out to the brilliant talents of Ryan King, at Ryan King Art on Twitter, who says, happy Friday, gents. Here's some more art to get you into your weekend. It's all White Rabbit based, of course. White Rabbit has a face of a flipping fiend. It's going to happen tonight, isn't it?
I hope he comes back dressed
what,
like that.
What are we going to do for thumbnails when Bray Wyatt actually's back? Well, we've got Punk now. Punk was supposed to come to WWE.
The void of thumbnails.
I was chatting to Miller about this yesterday. They've built this really well. For WWE, we were talking about this. Considering their history of, subtle teasers being about as subtle as a fucking sledgehammer.
No. It's been
quite great.
Quick as well for them.
Yeah.
They normally eat these things out way too long to the point where we're like, just come out already. But this one's been quite a quick, get everyone excited and then get it out. Unless nothing happens tonight.
Exactly.
They are completely screwed.
They're like, here's the rabbit. See you next week.
We meant what? Different 923.
No! But yeah, excited for SmackDown tonight.
Very.
Imagine if it's Punk.
Ooh.
It's not, but imagine if it is. Or the bunny
from Adam Rose. Adam Rose's bunny. They're the only two that I would be happy with. Or Bad Bunny. Any bunny.
Oh, get Bad Bunny back.
If it was Bad Bunny, that'd be goddamn
Bad hilarious. Bunny and Easter Bunny thing announcing his intentions to make it a triple threat at Crown Jewel. Bad Bunny, Logan Paul and Roman Reigns. Do you know what? I'd pay to see it. That is going to be the maddest main event ever.
Took Tyson Fury in there.
Anyone can have a go. It's the Saudi show, after all. It doesn't really matter.
Who cares?
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, SmackDown preview, Rampage Grand Slam preview, and, of course, Wrestle Culture with a hashtag Bloody Good Quiz coming your way a little bit later on today. Plus, thoughts, Twitter questions, all that sort of thing, at What Culture WWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Phil Chambers at...
Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Adam at...
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE, but for now, my thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.